coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBreakCanada.ca. Norm Borick here. We reported to you about a group of Quebec businessmen who have been trying to revive harness racing in Quebec, a group that says they want to take it step by step and put it on solid footing, starting small and growing from there. Things seem to be progressing. We'll talk to Jocelyn Fauché, the spokesman for that group, on this edition of Trot Radio. Jocelyn Fauché is a spokesman for the group that is trying to revive racing in Quebec. Welcome to Trot Radio, Monsieur Fauché.
Good morning.
Tell me about the group. How far has it proceeded or progressed so far? It looks like you've got a big job to do.
Yeah, we have a big job, but we know we are 10 owner horses. They love the games. We put $100,000 each on the lawyer, and we try to rebuild the new wave of harness racing in Quebec province. We expect to have the off-track, the telebetting, really soon, around the 15th of January. And we expect to be with the Hippo Club, the off-track betting, around the 15th of March. And the schedule is racing a 50 program at this summertime in the Saturday afternoon at Saint-Basile-le-Grand, at the training center of Deschênes for 50 program next summertime. We work hard. We have lots of people to talk with, the government and everybody, but we feel comfortable right now.
Now, how is this going to play out as far as any video lottery capabilities? Will there be any sort of arrangement to have those on track?
Okay, I tell you the really true there. The harness racing in Quebec province restart really modest. Mm-hmm. We don't ask to the government the lottery video. Mm-hmm. We don't ask nothing to the government.
Okay.
We just ask to the government a good support of everything what is possible to go back in the good future.
Right.
So we start at ground zero. We not promise nothing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
We just promise to start to rebuild the harness racing in Quebec province.
So the 10 of you have put in $100,000 of your own money each?
Yes, for sure.
Now, you've given this in trust to a lawyer. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. That's $1 million, and we have four other guys there. They joined the club the 15th of December. So, no, we have lots of people call us to come with the jockey club, and next 3 years, we have a plan to build a new racetrack, a green racetrack, with only in racing in Saturday afternoon with no lights, and the Sunday afternoon with no lights, but like a picnic ground, you know?
Hmm.
So everybody have a RV there, they come. Everybody come at the racetrack, they pay $5 each. Trainer, drivers, everybody pay $5.
Mm-hmm.
But you come like a tailgate, you know?
That sounds like
you bring
fun.
Your coolers. And we go in the completely a new generation of harness racing in North America.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. You've got $1 million ready to go. Now, tell me about the Jockey Club. Have you had any further talks with them to try and carry your signal once it gets going?
Yes, we work right now with WEG to make some arrangement with WEG, and the negotiation go really well. We have a contract right now with the horsemanship in Quebec province. They call LATAC.
Mm-hmm.
We have arrangement with we lease the track at Saint-Basile-le-Grand for 3 years, but we start really at ground zero.
So the negotiations with WEG are for them to eventually carry the signal from the races, or to allow people at the Hippo Clubs to bet through the WEG hub. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So it's a
ladder. We have to go to the easy way,
mm-hmm.
and we have to go with really short personal, and we have to know, we have to go with the king of harness racing in Canada, it's WEG. We need WEG, and we need the effort of everybody in Canada to restart the betting, because right now in Quebec province, you have no betting.
That's right. And $100 million,
really no.
$100 million gets bet there every year, and
that's
nowhere
right
to go. Yeah.
That's right. So the government was informed of that, so they worked together. But, you know, Mr. Senator Mascotte just get out the 13th of October, you know. We go step by step. We run that like a business.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a dream, but we don't sell the dream to nobody, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really start really modest, but be back the fun on harness racing in Quebec province.
Well, it's all about fun in this sport, certainly. And from the sounds of it, your group has really put together some serious momentum on this thing. We want to be there for that tailgate in Saint-Basile-le-Grand, so let me know.
Yeah, we have a 50 tailgate party next summertime at Saint-Basile.
I will be there.
Why not? You're my guest.
Okay, sir. Bonne chance.
Thank you very much. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Jocelyn Fauché, great to have him on the show. There's one thing you got to say about Quebec horse people. They really do have a passion for this game. Regardless of what went down with the Traction des Piques, the passion for harness racing is still clearly there in the province of Quebec. Let's hope it works. It looks like they're off to some solid footing anyway. We'll see how things turn out. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.